So it's Mount Sinai's and Moses' ascent and the covenant to Israel. And so we don't, this paper, which a person can get on our website in volume 5, I can place it in volume 5. Now we get to see that Moses went up Mount Sinai as a mediator to establish a covenant between two parties. And who are the parties?
And
Israel. Yahweh Israel. He's the mediator to see if the people wanted to enter into a covenant. And what's neat, I'm just going to read this off the top page here, but this is Exodus 3, 1 through 5. Now Moses came into the mountain of Elohim, or God, to Horeb. So Elohim called unto him, Moses, Moses, do not draw hither, but put off thy sandals from thy feet, for the place whereof thou art standing is holy ground. So you think of this, this is an isolated, you know, it's probably God-forsaken mountain. And this is where Yahweh is making his, you know, his habitation. And as we see, and with Israel, later on it became Jerusalem, or what they call Mount Moriah, which is the threshing floor of
Onan.
Oh, who?
Onan.
Onan?
Onan.
Yeah.
The Jebusites.
And remember, that's where the plague would stop. But Mount Sinai, as we're going to look at right now. And so neat with Moses as a mediator to the covenant. My servant Moses, in all my house, trusty is he. Mouth to mouth do I speak to him, and plainly, not in dark sayings, and the form of Yahweh does he discern. And that's Numbers 12, 7 through 8. So you think of, I mean, the connection that this person had, that everybody else is going to get a fat head. You know, except for Moses. That actually Yahweh can condescend down to his sphere, where he's not going to get a fat head at all. It's just the opposite. So we're going to see that. So I thought, wow. And one thing that Smith Wigglesworth was saying, which I thought was very good, he says, you have to be hungry and thirsty every day. If you're not hungry and you're not thirsty, guess what? You're not going to be filled. You're not thirsty. You're not seeking. You're not, you know, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. With all of us, so this particular study, you know, I've been reading the Word for 50 years, and I had no idea this stuff. And so how you can read things over and over and over again, all of a sudden like, wow, I didn't even pay attention. I've read it and listened to it, you know, 20, 30, 50 times, but now I've missed it. And all of a sudden now your eyes can be opened up, and so if you want stuff, you have to go get it. And it's each day as I am, and we saw that with, you know, in the secret. I want to know you. I want to see you. I want to hear your voice. That you got to come.
Yeah.
If you're not happy, like any kid, if you're not willing to come and petition me, guess what? I'm not going to just throw my advice to you. I'm not going to throw my counsel to you. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to find the person who wants to be filled. And I thought, that is it. So we've got to have the same attitude. So now we go to Exodus 18, or 19, chapter 19. And there's a lot in Exodus 19. Now these are ascents. But remember, this is a covenant. A covenant being established. So 19, verse 8 to 11. So this is the first ascent up Mount Sinai. And so we're going to find out the ascent that most of us know about, all right, is the Ten Commandments, which was the ascent 5. Well, he went up again after that, after Moses broke the Ten Commandments, and then he went again after that. And so we're going to do, he went fasting 40 days and 40 nights without eating food or water. Who supplied him? Yahweh, for that's a month and a half, 3.5, 4.5 months, three different 40 days. So you got 4.5 months, you're doing this. Fabulous. And so we're going to look at Exodus chapter 19, verse 1 through 6. And so, remember, they came out of, you know, we just had with Melania, the Passover is happening, that became the first month. And Nisan became the first month. It used to be, the first month used to be what? what month?
I don't know, January?
Tishri.
Tishri.
Now, Tishri used to be the first month.
Tishri.
And that was the first month, and that's right now, Tishri is the Jewish New Year. And Yahweh said, light be, light was, that's Tishri 1. He changed it after the Passover to Nisan. And Nisan now is the first month. So that was the first month. To do a little review, the book of Exodus goes from the first month to the second year first month, and it's over. And the end of the book of Exodus completes with what? Does anybody remember? The completion of the altar. So Exodus completes the altar. Fire comes down, you know, the glory of Yahweh is all the way through. The priest can't get into it. That is the second year, first month. So we talk about the whole book of Exodus is done 1 year. 19, 1 through 6. So we're in the third month by the coming forth of the sons of Israel out of the land of Egypt. On this day came they into the desert of Sinai. Then was it that they break up out of Rephaim, and came into the desert of Sinai and camped in the desert. Yea, Israel encamped there before the mountain. And when Moses had gone up unto Elohim, then called Yahweh unto him out of the mountain. Now, this is what, and when Moses had gone up unto Elohim, okay, first ascent, then called Yahweh unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the sons of Israel. So guess what? Here is the message you're supposed to give to Israel. And here is the beginning of our covenant. And Elijah, you know what a covenant is? It's an agreement between two people. So marriage is a very good covenant. You know, so most people have no idea what covenants are anymore. But a marriage is a very good covenant. And so this is, I'm making you an offer, you know, a business decision. It could be a covenant. You know, we're going to end up as 50-50 partners, and we're going to share 50-50, and you sign a legal contract, and that's a covenant, an agreement. And right there, so here's what Yahweh is saying. Verse 4, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you upon wings of eagle, splitting the Red Sea. Now brought you in unto myself. Now here's the Creator wanting to make a union with you. Now therefore, if you will indeed hearken to my voice, that's the condition, hearken to my voice and keep my covenant, then shall you be what?
Mine.
My God, think of that. What an invitation. As a treasure beyond all the peoples, for mine is all the what?
Earth.
Man, talk about a sugar daddy. But ye shall be mine as a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the sons of Israel. So we see Christ type 2. Moses is a mediator between Yahweh and Israel. Christ is the mediator. Who knows? 1 Timothy 2:5. There's one God and one mediator, a man, Christ Yahushua. 1 Timothy 2:5. A mediator is somebody who works between two parties. You can't have a mediator of one. So there's two people. If a marriage is having troubles, a husband and wife cannot communicate, they get a mediator to try to hash out what the problem is, or in lawsuits too, they're mediators. Moses and Christ was a mediator. That's the offer. Now we're going to see him descend from the mountain in verse 7. Then came Moses and called for the elders of the people. And obviously he had to go down the mountain. And put before them all these words which Yahweh had commanded him. And all the people responded together and said, all that Yahweh has spoken will we do. God. You ever know Christians that do this? You know, and we're going to find out. They make a golden calf, don't they? Mm-hmm. But we're so, we're ready. Let's go, man. Let's go. Well, you got to do this. I got to do what? Well, did you read chapter 5? And I didn't read chapter 5. I just want to be yours. You're agreeing to do something. Are you ready to do this? Well, no, I'm not ready to do that. Well, then we don't have a covenant. But you're going to see that we're ready. And who wants to come to the altar? And all the other altar cards in churches. And I'll come. And what are they agreeing to? The salvation. They're not agreeing to do anything. Like one person said, everybody wants Jesus as their Savior, but not their Lord, their Master. So Master means, there's something responsible for me to do? I thought this was a free ticket to Disneyland. No, it's not that. It's a covenant. I love that. All that he said, we're in. We will do it. Moses took back the words of the people unto Yahweh.
Went back up.
And where did he go back? He went back up. Did Yahweh know what they said?
Yeah.
But he's going to say, hey, they're in. So, the reply is, we agreed. So the second assent is 8. We saw that. And all the people responded and they went back up. Now we read, let me see here. Got to make sure. 8 to 11. Then said Yahweh unto Moses, lo, I am coming unto thee in the veiling of cloud, in order that the people may hear when I speak with me. Moreover also, that in me they may trust to times, age, abiding, because you're my mediator. Then told Moses the words of the people unto Yahweh. And Yahweh said unto Moses, go unto the people, and thou shalt hallow them today. It reminds me of a marriage about ready to happen. We have agreed. I want, you bring a wife, and then now, I agree to marry this person. Let's get them clean and pure. Go unto the people, and thou shalt hallow them today and tomorrow, and they shall wash their clothes, and shall be ready by the third day. For on the third day, watch this, will Yahweh, any other people ever see this? No other people ever see this. Will Yahweh come down in the sight of all the people about Mount Sinai? Because they agreed to the covenant. So, man, what an offer. And now we're going to see them meeting Yahweh, verse 14 through 19. So it's nice to go back and read all this yourself. And the paper will do that, but it gets you in there. We can't do it all. 14 and 19. And then Moses went down. All right. So he's descending. He was the second visitor up. Now he's coming down. And then Moses went down out of the mountain to the people and hollered the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said unto the people, be ready by the third day. Do not approach a woman. And it came to pass on the third day. And why they had that, obviously for many people, any kind of blood or menstruation is unclean. Any kind of blood cannot be associated with Yahweh. And it came to pass on the third day when the morning had come that they were thundering and lightning. What a show this is. Yahweh coming down on the mountain. God, I like that video of that.
Angel fireworks.
Yeah. Thundering and lightning and a heavy cloud upon the mount, and the sound of the horn loud exceedingly, and all the people who were in the camp trembled.
You're like, I'd be scared too.
Listen to this. And Moses brought forth the people to meet Elohim. Isn't that great? I mean, that's really a husband and wife relationship, to meet Elohim out of the camp. And they stationed themselves in the lower part of the mount. And Mount Sinai smote, I'm going to put the fear of Yahweh into you. I mean, very simply, because Yahweh had come down thereof in fire, and the smoke thereof went up as the smoke of a furnace, and all the mountain trembled exceedingly. Think of standing in an earthquake with the noise going and the smoke and the God. And watch this. And as often as the sound of the horn went on and became exceedingly loud, Moses spake, and Elohim responded to him with a what?
Voice.
So now Moses is actually, people are seeing Moses, and he says, Yahweh, and he responds to him. Wow. There's our man right there, our mediator Moses. We'll stop there. Now we're going to go to the third, verse 20. Same chapter, so this is the third ascent. Because we know he was down, he brought the people. Mm-hmm. Thus came Yahweh down upon Mount Sinai unto the top of the mount, and Yahweh called Moses up the top of the mount third time. Man, can't we just... I need an escalator. I was just up there, man. Can't we it's just kind of just you're saying this preparation stage by stage by stage by stage. You don't go anything, and this is what we got to do with salvation. It's real simple. Nobody can go to an altar call and say, "Do you want Jesus as your Lord?" "Yes, I want him as my Lord." "Then you're saved. Congratulations." Anybody else? "Yeah, this person and this person." You have to say, "Here's what you're agreeing to. Here's the commandments you're ready to..." Have you read the commandments? And then you say, now, because you'd be like saying, "Who wants to get married for a day?" "I want to get married for a day. I want to get married because I get the benefits of marriage, but there's no tie. There's nothing on my part because I've got a slave." "Oh, you mean there's something on my part?" "Yeah, there's something on your part. And here's what you're agreeing to." And the altar calls with Billy Graham, and they're never going to say, "Here's what you got to do. You got to forsake all your family when it comes to me. Are you willing to forsake your wife, your children, your husband, your children, I mean, your friends? I mean, if they go against my will, you cannot have fellowship with them? Are you willing to do that?" "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa. No, I'm not willing to do that." "Then there's no covenant. Then I'm not your Lord. Are you going to will it? You know, I'm shacking up with somebody. Are you going to stop fornicating?" "Oh, wait a minute. No, not. I don't want to stop. I like this girl." "Are you going to marry her?" "No, I'm not going to marry her. I like sex." "Well, then you're not my Lord. You're not saved. You don't have salvation." So pastors don't do that, because guess what? They can't say 5 were saved today, 3 were saved today, 1,000 were saved to this, and you get to do, "Oh, I wish saved 1 million souls so far." And they get to count and people sign a card. But it's meaningless to Yahweh, because people don't have no idea what a covenant even is. I got off. Now we go in 2021. "Thus came Yahweh down upon Mount Sinai, upon the top of the mountain. Yahweh called Moses up to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. Then said Yahweh unto Moses..." Now this is very simple. You know, this is very strange, because we know about the Ten Commandments.
We're still,
you know, all this happened. He came down to the mountain, but the commandments were not spoken yet. Mm-hmm. They saw the show, and Yahweh says, "Come back up
again." What many times?
Yeah, look at that. 2021. "And then said Yahweh to Moses, Go down and adjure the people, lest they press through unto Yahweh to see, and go there fall upon them among them a multitude." So he's saying, get back down there. People are getting really crazy and they're trying to come up this mountain. Stop them. Guess what? Now he's going to descend and he goes down. And so verse 25. "So Moses went down," this is the third descent, "unto the people and said unto them," and the, here's the law of the Ten Commandments. "And then Yah, and Elohim spake all these words, and I am Yahweh thy God." This is getting the covenant. So we know the first part, Yahweh says, "Will you obey my covenant, I will make you my people. You'll be my treasure." But we haven't really got down to the nitty-gritty of what the requirements are. So here's the first 10 requirements of it.
Okay, say it right
now. You see here? And so that is still the third descent. So we go through Exodus 20, verse 1, and you go through the Ten Commandments. Now we're going to go up, go to 20 verse 18. So they're hearing all this, and it's frightening them. So they go to Moses, and all the people were witnessing the voices and the torches and the sound of the horn and the mountains smoking. So then the people were struck with awe and shrank back and stood afar off. And awe means what?
Fear. Yes, sir.
Awe, A-W-E, Elijah.
Shock, or not shock, fear.
So awesome means fearsome. So people use it completely wrong. Now, boy, I'm in awe of you. That means I'm in fear of you. But we got the word all messed up. But, and shrank back and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, "Speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not Elohim speak with us, lest we die." Here's the mediator again.
Yeah.
"And Moses said unto the people, Do not fear, for to the end he may prove you hath Elohim come, and to the end the reverence of him may be upon your faces, that you sin not." That's why we're entering the covenant, to sin not. So then the people stood afar off, and Moses did what? Approached unto the thick gloom where Elohim was. Back up. So this is our fourth ascent of the mountain. And what you're going to see here, and this is something I completely missed, we're always thinking of the tablets. You know, the tablets is the whole event. No, it's not. Because right here, you're going to see the regulations. So you're going back up, they've heard the Ten Commandments, and they say, we want you to get the rest of the stuff. And he's going to go get the rest of the stuff. And so what's interesting, before you even get the tablets, Moses, we're going to see, has come down with a whole scroll of regulations and laws before the tablets are being chiseled away. Which, you know, completely bypassed me. So in
what verse is that in?
Chapter 21, verse 1.
21.
Remember, he's gone back 20. Up.
20.
Chapter 20, right? Chapter 20.
Yeah, 21.
No, 20.
Yeah.
Verse 21.
Oh.
Chapter 20, verse 21.
No, yeah, we're skipping that. We're going right to 21, verse 1. We're getting into the regulations. So he's going back up, and there's some regulations right here. I'm just giving an example. Now these are the regulations which thou shalt put unto them. When thou shalt acquire a servant who is Hebrew, 6 years shall he serve, but in the seventh year shall he go freely for them. Now we're going to see two chapters of rules that Moses is writing down on a scroll. So we have the Ten Commandments. Now we're getting all these other things coming down. Because they asked Moses to go up there. Now we go to 24, remember we're at 21, and now he comes down in chapter 24, three chapters later.
I wondered about that.
21, 22, 23, I guess it's two chapters later, but you can read all the rules right here. Mm-hmm. All the rules are right here. 24:3. And Moses, and unto Moses he said, come up unto Yahweh, thou, and he's still up there, thou and Aharon, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, so shall you bow yourself down from afar. And Moses alone shall draw near to Yahweh, but they shall not draw near, and the people shall not come up with him. This is informational as he's coming down. So Moses came and recounted to the people. All right, so we're looking at now, we're still on set 4. He is descended. So Moses came and recounted to the people all the words of Yahweh and all the regulations, and all the people responded with one voice and said, what?
All the words which Yahweh has spoken we will do.
Here you go again. You know, it's just talk is cheap. You know, because we're going to see, remember, the golden calf? Now we haven't got to that place. Yeah. We're on just a set 4. Watch this, and this is the covenant. We're agreeing to the agreements. Then wrote Moses all the words of Yahweh, and rose up early in the morning, and built an altar upon under the mountain, and 12 pillars for the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the sons of Israel, and they caused to go up a sending sacrifice, and sweet peace offering to Yahweh of oxen. Then took Moses half of the blood, and put it in a basin, and half of the blood dashed it over the altar. Then took he the book of the covenant. Watch this. This is before the tablets.
Yeah.
The book of the covenant, and read in the ears of the people. One more time. All right. So a marriage vows. Here's marriage vows. What are you vowing to do? So whenever you guys get married, you have to have marriage vows. What do you agree? No, death do us part. For better or for worse. No, no, no. Those aren't vows. Those aren't vows. Those have nothing to do with the Bible. Because Yahweh says, if your wife or husband becomes an adulterer, guess what you get? You do. You can divorce them. So if I said, till death do us part, I'm going to have to break my vow. And so I should never make, don't make a vow you will not keep. And Yahweh doesn't want you to keep. And so it should be, well, the marriage vow should be doing what Yahweh says. And I'm agreeing to do what Yahweh says, and then they agree to do what Yahweh says. And then fine, because once a covenant is broken, you can't make another person stay in a covenant. Now, they can change their mind and say, I don't want marriage anymore, and leave. You know, so there's, half the people today are divorced. So what do you think about those vows that say, for better, for worse, till death do us part, that all pastors have them say? Meaningless. Just absolutely meaningless is what it comes down to. So we don't want to be those kind of people. Don't vow something you're not going to keep. Only say what you're going to keep. Now watch. Then Moses took the blood and diced over the people and said, we're in verse 7, 8, then Moses took the blood and diced over the people and said, lo, the blood of the covenant which Yahweh has solemnized with you over all these words. Here's the blood covenant. And you see the word covenant. You have agreed to what Yahweh has said. Correct? And that's called ratifying the covenant. So ratifying is, do you agree? Yahweh says, I agree. Do you agree? Yes, we agree. We agree that we're going to do what these things said. Wait a minute. Let's... go back to 20, verse 23. One of the rules after the Ten Commandments. And Aaron, you want to read 23?
Ye shall not make aught besides me, neither Elohims of silver nor Elohims of gold shall ye make to yourselves.
What do they do?
Man, an Elohim.
Yeah. Within 40 days, we're going to see that's how long their marriage lasted. Their marriage lasted 40 days. And it was broken. The covenant was broken. And this is what people know. We're getting up to the fifth day of the fifth ascending, which is Exodus 24. Let's go to Exodus 24. I jumped over too quick. 24 verse 9. So they solemnized the covenant. Then went up Moses. Remember, he said, "Bring the guys up."
Yeah.
Then went up Moses. Now this is beautiful. This is beautiful. God, you know, to have a relationship where Yahweh trusts you so much, He gave you a vision that nobody's ever even seen. Think of that touch. Yeah. And Moses and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu. Guess what happened to Nahab and Abihu?
They got nuked.
Yeah, in the second year. So I showed these are Aaron's sons. So you're just looking at the covenant. And 70 of the elders of Israel, and they saw the Elohim of Israel, and under his feet like a pavement of sapphire, and like the very heavens for brightness. And against the nobles of the sons of Israel, put he not forth his hand. So then they had vision of Elohim and did eat and drink. What a special, special, special time that is. Look at that. And there's ratification. Then said Yahweh unto Moses, come now up to me in the mountain. So they're probably halfway up the mountain. Now he's saying, you come up the rest of the way and they stay or go down. And so this was the ascent. And they leave behind Aaron. And that's from 12 to 18. We can read later on. Now, Moses is going to be up there 40 days and 40 nights. And why is he up there for 40 days? What is the word? What does the number 40 mean?
Probation.
Probation. You know what probation means? We're going to see how this works. When you get hired at UPS... if you were late, you're on probation. If you are late once, sick regardless, in 30 days, you're gone. That's called probation period. So you say, why was Moses on the mount for 40 days? To see if these Israelites are going to do what they promised me they're going to do. Very simple. It's called probation. And so, and guess what? Look at this. And what's he going to be writing now? So he's already written all these, you know, about the regulations. And from 25, look at the note above 25.1, note 37. Somebody want to read that, Melania? Moses is
instructed, to make a sanctuary and holy garments and to consecrate Aharon and his sons to minister as priests.
So from chapter 25 to 31, it's all about his tent of meetings, the tabernacle. Giving you step-by-step instructions on how to do this, how to dress people. And then something very unique here. So all this is about the turbans and the jewels. And get this up. I mean, this is a spec. He doesn't do this first. The people have agreed to a covenant. So I'm going to come down in this tent of meeting to be with you. Of all the people in the land, I've only chosen you Israelites to have this covenant with me. And I'm going to come down and dwell among you with the cloud. You know, the cloud represented him. And now I'm making art. You know, think of a husband and wife. The wife has agreed, I'm going now to prepare a castle for our marriage. And to build this. And this is very interesting. Before they make the golden calf, Moses fell in the mound. But look how significant this is. You know, a lot of times we overlook Sabbath. And so you go to 31 verse 12. And this is at the end of his communion with Yahweh on his 40-day probation period. And when do you want to read 12 through 18?
Then spake Yahweh unto Moses, saying, Thou thyself therefore speak unto the sons of Israel, saying, Surely my Sabbath shall ye keep, for a sign it is betwixt you and your me and you to your generations, that ye may know that I, Yahweh, do hallow you. Therefore shall ye keep the Shabbat, for holy it is unto you. He that profaneth it shall be surely be put to death. Verily, whosoever doeth therein any work, that soul shall be cut off in the midst of its people. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day is a holy Sabbath, keeping of rest unto Yahweh. Whosoever doeth work on the Sabbath day shall be surely put to death. Therefore shall the sons of Israel keep the Sabbath by making it a day of rest to your generations as an age-abiding covenant. Between me and the sons of Israel, a sign it is unto times age-abiding. For in 6 days did Yahweh make the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Then gave he unto Moses, as he finished speaking with him in Mount Sinai, the two tables of the testimony, tables of stone written with the finger of Yahweh.
Look at that. But it's interesting. You have the whole altar here, and then you have a whole section about Sabbath. Very significant. You know, this was, he's coming down the fifth time. And so we're going to go to 32:15. Moses turned and went down out of the mount with the two tables of testimonies in his hand. Tables written upon on both sides of them, on this and on that, were they written. Now, it's really significant. He always says both sides.
Yeah.
It is emphasis. And now, as for the tables, the work of Elohim, they were. Isn't that cool, too? Yahweh made everything on this. And as for the writing of Elohim, it was clay graven upon the tables. Look at just emphasize. Yahweh did these tablets for you guys. Let's go to 19. It came to pass when he drew near to the camp and saw the calf and the dancing that the, 40 days your marriage lasted. 40 days. And the anger of Yahweh kindled, and he cast out of his hands the tables and break them in pieces at the foot of the mountain. Why did he do that, Isaiah? Why did he break it?
Because he's really mad.
Pardon me?
Because the covenant was broken.
The tablets were the covenant. Did they keep the covenant?
No. Oh, I see.
Has the covenant been broken?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, it has been broken.
It's like taking up a wedding.
Did Yahweh break the covenant?
No.
If you marry somebody and they become an alcoholic or they have commit adultery, then you are rightfully able to break the covenant. They broke the covenant. is you did what you were promised to do. They did not do what they were promised to do. And so the symbolism by breaking the tablets is there is no covenant. God, after all that. But there's redemption there. Now here's something very interesting. Now we're going to go the sixth time. And you can read all this. Go to Exodus 32, 31. So Moses returned to Yahweh. This is going to be the sixth time going back up. And said, "Oh, now this people have sinned a great sin, and they have made for themselves gods of gold. Now therefore, if thou wilt forgive their sin..." Now he's the mediator. Think of that. "But if not, blot me out, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast been written." Now we're stopping there. Keep your finger here. Okay? And go to... The rest of the story is not here. You would never know. We're getting into another 40-day period of him going up Mount Sinai, prostrating himself for 40 days and 40 nights for the Israelites.
It's laying on his belly.
Yeah. What? This is Deuteronomy 9. Keep your finger here. We're going to be coming back. It's only in Deuteronomy that this opens up. 9:15-20. Somebody want to read 15-20?
"So I turned and came down out of the mountain. Now the mountain was burning with fire, and the two tables of the covenant were upon my two hands. Then looked I, and lo, ye had sinned against Yahweh your Elohim. Ye have made you a molten calf. Ye had turned aside quickly out of the way which Yahweh had commanded you. So I seized the two tables, and I cast them from off my two hands, and I break them to pieces before your eyes. Then lay I prostrate before Yahweh as at the first, 40 days and 40 nights."
Look at that. Think of bowing for a month and a half, praying. It's just astounding. Keep reading.
You see what the footnote says?
Oh, yeah.
It's eight. Okay. Yeah. He said he lay prostrate when he got the tablets, too.
Yeah. Because, man, this is the second 40 days, 40 nights.
40 days laying on your belly.
Yeah. And go ahead, food. Did I not eat?
I'm sorry, where were we going to stop? 18. Thank you. "Then lay I prostrate before Yahweh as at the first 40 days and 40 nights. Food did I not eat, and water did I not drink, because of all your sins which ye had sinned, and doing the thing that was wicked in the eyes of Yahweh, to provoke him to anger. For I shrank with fear from the face of the anger and the hot displeasure wherewith Yahweh was provoked against you to destroy you. But Yahweh hearkened unto me, even at that time."
There's the mediator. So he is bearing their sin in essence. 20, keep going.
And with Aharon did Yahweh show himself exceedingly angry to destroy him. So I prostrated myself even behalf of Aharon at that time. And your sins which ye had made, even the calf took I and burned it up with fire and pounded it very small until it was fine as dust. Then cast I the dust thereinto the torrent that descended out of the mountain."
Good. Most pastors today are Aarons. They're not Moses.
Yeah.
Why? You get a lot more parishioners than Aaron than you get with Moses. Very simply. Go back to Exodus. Let me see. Oh, wait a minute here. Go back to 9 of Deuteronomy. I hope you can lose your place. I'm going to read 25 to reiterate this. "Thus then lay I prostrate before Yahweh the 40 days and 40 nights. I did lie prostrate because Yahweh spake of destroying you. Therefore I prostrated myself unto Yahweh and said, My Lord Yahweh, do not destroy thy people unto thy inheritance which thou hast redeemed in thy greatness, which thou hast brought forth out of Egypt with a firm hand. Have remembrance of thy servant Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. Do not regard the obdurates of this people, or their lawless, or their sin, lest the land out of which thou brought us forth said, because Yahweh was not able to bring them into the land of which he had spoken on them, and because he hated them, took he them forth to put them to death in the desert. Yea, they, yet they are thy people and thy inheritance, whom thou hast brought forth with thy great strength and with thy stretched out arm. At that time said Yahweh unto me, cut thee out two tables of stone like the first, and come up unto me into the mountain. And that, we're going to give it one more shot. He prostrated himself for 40 days and 40 nights. He broke the tablets. Not a mistake. And now we go back to Exodus 32. 34 and 35, he's going to ascend it. He descended on this. So when he went up to prostrate himself, now he's coming down. 34, now therefore go lead the people in the place which I spake to thee. Lo, my messenger shall go before thee. But in the day when I do visit, then will I visit upon you their sin. And Yahweh did what?
Plagued
the people for what they had done with the calf with Aharon made. He came down. That's the sixth one. Now the final one is 7. 34:1. Chapter 34, verse 1.
You can do a whole movie on this.
That'd be scary.
And Melania 1 through 7.
And Yahweh said unto Moses, hew thee two tables of stone like the first, and I will write upon the tables the words which were upon the first tables, which thou didst break in pieces. And be thou ready by morning, and thou shalt come up in the morning until...
You'll come up, so this is the seventh ascent. Keep reading.
In the morning unto Mount Sinai, then shalt thou station thyself for me there upon the top of the mount, and no man may come up with thee, and let no man so much as be seen in all the mount, and let not even the flocks or the herds feed in front of that mountain. So he hewed two tablets of stone like the first, and Moses rose early in the morning and went up into Mount Sinai as Yahweh had commanded him, took in his hand two tablets of stone. Yahweh descended in the cloud and took his station with him. There he proclaimed himself by the name of Yahweh. So Yahweh passed before him and proclaimed...
I'm going to start here. Yahweh, Yahweh, an El of Raham and Hana, slow to anger and abundant in his said, and he met, keeping his said to 1,000 generations, forgetting iniquity and transgressions and sin, though he leave not utterly unpunished, visiting the iniquity of fathers upon sons and upon sons' sons, unto a third and to a fourth generation. Isn't that great? So here is Yahweh. So Moses, in light shows, and he's in the smoke, but Yahweh, he says, show me your glory. So now I'm showing it to you. And those words are really neat, which we've done the other time. Hesed, Raham, Hana.
And met.
Yeah, he met.
That's right.
Now we go to descending in 34, verse 29. But we're going to say he's going to be up there on this one another 40 days and 40 nights. Well, let's just keep your finger here. Go back to Deuteronomy 10. So this is the fourth day of probation. So the first 40 days, they flocked. They broke the tablets. The second 40 days, they didn't make a golden calf. So far, so good. Okay. Then we go back out for another 40 days. Chapter 10, verse 10 and 11. When I stayed in the mountain according to the former days, 40 days and 40 nights, and Yahweh hearkened unto me at that time, also Yahweh was not willing to destroy thee. So then Yahweh said unto me, up with thee, to break away outward before the people, that they may enter in and possess the land which I swear unto the fathers to give unto them. Okay. And we go back to 34:29, and he's coming down the mountain. And it came to pass when Moses came down out of Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in the hands of Moses, then he came down out of the mount that Moses knew not that his skin of his face shone, though his having spoken with him. Isn't that cool?
No.
Everybody knows that. He put a veil over his face. 35:1, and Moses called together all the assembly, because he's down. The sons of Israel said to them, these are the things which Yahweh hath commanded to do them. Okay? And let's go back to Deuteronomy 10. Should have stayed there. And so here's the whole story.
Okay, Deuteronomy 10, what?
Verse 11. or 12. So remember, Deuteronomy 9 and 10 says, you went out for 40 days and 40 nights, you came down, Aaron had a calf, broke the tablets. Went back out 40 days and 40 nights, and you bowed and prostrated yourself for a month and a half. You came down, they didn't have a calf. So far, so good. You went back out for 40 days and 40 nights, watching, it was like a parent watching their kids. You leave on vacation,
helicopter parents.
Take care of the house, the teenagers, no parties. You know, and you have a secret camera or something, a motion detector watching to see if they're going to pass the probation. You can be trusted. And they passed. God, Elijah was down there reading the Bible all day. Man, I was so impressed. Instead of drinking beer or whatever. And so all this is over. I come down with the two tablets. Okay, we're going forward, and who would want to read 12 to the end of the chapter. Verse 12 to the end of the chapter.
Chapter 10, verse 12?
Yeah. And this is the conclusion. You know, think of all this happening. Here's the conclusion. Read it.
I can read it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Now therefore, O Israel, what is Yahweh thy Elohim asking of thee, but to revere Yahweh thy Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yahweh thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of Yahweh and his statutes, which I am commanding thee today, for thy good. Lo, unto Yahweh thy Elohim belong the heavens, even the highest heavens, the earth, with all that is therein. Only unto thy fathers Yahweh became attached, so as to love them. Therefore made he choice of their seed after them, of you, out of all the peoples, as at this day. Therefore must ye circumcise the foreskin of your hearts, and your necks must ye stiffen no more. For as touching Yahweh your Elohim, he is Elohim of Elohims, and Lord of Lords, the great, the mighty, and the fearful El, who respecteth not persons, nor accepteth a bribe, executing the vindication of the orphan and the widow, and loving a sojourner, giving him food and raiment. Therefore shall ye love the sojourner, for sojourners become ye in the land of Egypt. Yahweh thy Elohim shalt thou revere, him shalt thou serve, and unto him shalt thou cleave, and in his name shalt thou swear. He is thy song of praise, and he thy Elohim, who hath done with thee these great and fearful things which thine own eyes have seen. As 70 souls went thy fathers down to Egypt, and now Yahweh thy Elohim hath made thee like the stars of the heavens for multitude.
That is what
I was going to cry.
Okay, that's it. And so we'll have a word for people.
What does it mean when it says Yahweh played with them?
Just wait.
Did he give them a play?
Yeah. But we're going to hear from Father for the people a word of prophecy according to 1 Corinthians 14. Be bold, you are my courageous sons and daughters. I have given you life that's more than abundant. I have given you all that you have asked as you have come to me seeking me by watching this film, by watching this video, by studying my word. And as you humble yourself, I will exalt you. But you must humble yourself to be exalted. And I will give you favor above all recognition of mankind. So come to me and as my sons and my daughters, and I will lift you up. Amen. See you next week.